the design for women, a woman who's walking in her design is impeccable. I mean, it is. It's an impeccable design. You have the manifestation of the heart of God and the manifestation of the heart's response to God in one person. That is an amazing design. That's why Satan attacked a woman. Because a woman was made to be responsive. She was also more vulnerable. Men aren't responsive like women. Men are responsive, but not like women. Notice who was around the Savior. Like, who really had the guts? Right? It wasn't the burly fisherman. It was the little woman. Little, not diminutive, but in stature. Yeah, it was the small lady that responded with a huge heart. I think one of the number one attacks today is on women. Women are unbelievably attacked in every way imaginable. And it's like, if a woman is in tune with the mind of Christ, then she is impeccable. It's a profound design. That responsive quality, though, is both her strength and her weakness. Because that responsive quality can cause her to be a unparalleled manifestation of God's heart and God's character. It can also lead to an extremely vulnerable emotion where Satan can hit her in her emotions. And with some women, it's both. And that's not just a few. I think there's a lot of women like that. A lot of Christian women have both the ability to be tremendous manifestations of God's character and also tremendously weak emotionally. And it's the same design. What protects that is doctrine. Learning how to think. Learning how to think will protect a woman's emotions. Women are specifically attacked. This culture has done an amazing job trying to destroy a woman's design. Like, why is it that so many high school girls take their self-image and their self-worth to how guys find them attractive? And what happens to them is, you know, they may be attractive girls, but they turn themselves into unattractive girls by doing so. And it's all about the heart issues. Why is that? Because culture has told a woman she is not worth anything apart from a man. Right? How stupid is that? But that's what culture teaches. Who came up with that one? When Christ addressed Adam and Eve in the garden, He covered both of them at the same time. He gave the promise to both of them at the same time. He talked to both of them at the same time. He pursued both of them at the same time. There was no man-woman separation like that you have today. Now, the design is different than that of a man. And I think any woman who like thinks normally can see that and actually embraces it. Because the design of a woman is just amazing. If a woman knows who she is in Christ, that she is the physical representation and manifestation of what it means to be God's beloved, then she's going to be an extremely powerful warrior in the kingdom. She'll be one tough soldier. A woman like that, you just can't move her. I mean, faithfulness, dignity, loyalty, class, kindness, all the things that really make a lady a lady are the things that are given to her by God. But when a young woman tries to pursue her identity in worldliness, and I'm very grateful for our young women. Our young women, I would put them up against any young women anywhere. We have the best young women. We really do. Our young women have such character and such class and such sweetness and such conviction and purity and godliness, and you can just go on and on. We've got the best young women anywhere. We really do. But when a young woman learns who she is, instead of trying to gain who she is from outside and gains it from God, then the beauty that God put in her is revealed. It's interesting to me. You can see if somebody is attractive. But it really struck me as interesting how many young women in the world should be beautiful but are not. And then how many young women in the body should be just average looking but are beautiful. And the reason is because God makes a woman beautiful. That's the way He designed her. He designed her to be beautiful. And God makes a woman beautiful. Unfortunately, the world has corrupted what women are and how they are made. And you get things like pornography and stuff that turn them into nothing else but an item. Such a perversion of what a woman actually is. Why is that? Because women are the ones who really carry the heart of God. In any church, and don't misunderstand when I say this, I'm not trying to put one against the other in any way. But in any church, very frequently, women are the heart of the ministry. They can be the strength, the backbone of a ministry, and they can also be the demise of a ministry. And it depends on whether they live in the way that God has designed, or whether they live in responses in flesh and stuff like that. Like in Corinth, the problem was with the women. But on the other hand, who were the people who really made a difference to the Savior? Like who were the ones, not so much like who did God use to preach the gospel, women aren't pastors. But who was it that actually ministered to the Savior Himself? It was the women. The men weren't doing any ministry to Him much at all. They wanted to hang around Him, they wanted to hear what He said. The women did too, but you know what I'm saying. But the women cared about who He was. And that was a precious design. Remember, like when Mary was washing the feet of Jesus, right? Who else did the Savior say that she had done something beautiful for Him? Right? That was something that He commented about directly about Himself and the way He was being treated. And He said, this is going to be remembered forever. It was a woman. Who was at the cross? Women and John. Right? Way outnumbered on the men and women thing. Now again, this is not to pit one against the other. That's never the intention. But this is like to bring out the design of a woman is beautiful. I mean, and I don't mean just physically beautiful. Although certainly that is part of the design. But that beauty does not appear even in the physical sense until godliness is present. But a godly woman is like the most beautiful person. Why? Design. Like the, what she can reveal and what she can respond to out of the heart of God is like men cannot touch that. The other side of the story is though that they are much more vulnerable than men in many respects. And in that they can also be more dangerous. This is why women will kill each other. Men won't kill each other. But women, like, you put women together and they get very catty. Right? You know what I mean? If they're in the flesh. I don't mean godly women. They can be very nasty, very vicious. Men don't do that to each other. Men might slug it out, but then they kind of leave each other alone. And part of that is also when the natural takes over the design. When God is operating in a woman's design, she is a reflection of God, a very pure reflection of God. Women have to be very guarded because of their design. And it takes doctrine to do that. It's not a works trip. Remember, the war is over the mind, not over the behavior even. The behavior is simply a reflection of what's going on in the mind. And sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes it's things like unresolved issues, but ultimately it does come back to the mind. Guilt is another one. Guilt is a big one. Condemnation is a big one. Self-image is a big one. But all of those things are affected by both kingdoms. But the women are made to be a pure reflection. When you see a woman of God who is spirit-filled, I don't think you're going to see any closer to facing God face-to-face, at least God's heart face-to-face, than in the spirit-filled woman of God. Men can be extraordinary in their own respect, but completely different than women. The design of a woman is impeccable, but it has to be highly guarded. Because the thing that makes her so powerful makes her powerful from both sides. But women are powerful people. Extremely powerful people. That's why Satan went after a woman. I wonder if it was Adam who lured Eve, if she would have responded. But Eve lured Adam and he did respond. I can't help but wonder. I don't know. But women are very powerful. And you ladies, I think, are wonderful ladies. I'm very proud of every one of you. And you know, we all have things like growing pains, but you know what? So what? The bottom line is the heart. And there's not a woman here who doesn't have a magnificent heart. Absolutely magnificent heart. And that is really the whole issue. Everything else follows that. I mean, there's not one woman that we have in our group here that I don't think is an amazing woman. I'll put our ladies up against anybody. Like, why do you think somebody like Sarah Palin can make such a huge move across the country? One person. If that was a man, do you think she could do that? I don't think so. There's no way. But here you have a woman who's godly and has real convictions. And she almost single-handedly is completely turning the country around. And they may be ridiculing her, but she's very powerful. I mean, she's a kingmaker. It's a woman. It's not a man. It's a woman. On the other hand, part of a woman's design and the effect of her powerful design is that she's properly submitted. Because she needs to be properly covered in order for the design to come out fully. That's one of the reasons why young girls, the relationship they have with their dad is crucial. Because that's how they're going to respond to God. Now, just because a young girl may not have a good relationship to her dad doesn't mean she can't respond to God, but she's going to have to be taught to respond to Him. That's what, but the father-daughter relationship is huge. It's a huge relationship. And if that's healthy, boy, that woman's going to be amazing. And if it's not healthy, she will be amazing still, but she'll have to take on God as her father. And God will do for her. He promises, He specifically says that He will do for her as a father. It's huge. It's huge. But the design of women is impeccable. I mean, it's like, it's magnificent. It's a magnificent design. It's a beautiful design. Like you have somebody who has the attributes of God, the ability to respond and receive them, and the ability to practically manifest them. That's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So albeit Satan did use a woman, he targeted her because her strength was her weakness. And God used a woman. And though this fall was introduced by a woman, but so was redemption. And God redeemed through a man. Right? It was a man. It was a man. And she brought that man. Right? This is why, like, you have stories like Ruth or Esther. These lady, Mary, you know, these different women of God who really knew how to respond. Deborah, who really knew how to respond. These were some amazing women. Jesus' Marys were like mind-boggling. You know, who, I mean, standing at the cross, that took guts. What happened when the Romans came in Gethsemane? Everybody took off. All the big burly guys went running. When a woman learns how to live in her design, she's extremely powerful. She really is. The design of women is just impeccable. Anyway, are there any thoughts or comments before we start? Yes.